Chapter 26. For the divisions of the doorkeepers, of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, the son of Kore, of the sons of Abiasaph. And Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the oldest, Jediel the second, Zebadiah the third, Jitneel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Yehohanan the sixth, Elihoenai the seventh. And Obed-Edom had sons, Shemaiah the oldest, Jehozabad the second, Yoah the third, and Sakar the fourth, and Nathanai the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Peuletai the eighth, for the blessing of God was on him. And Shemaiah his son had sons, rulers over the family of their father, for they were able men. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni and Rephael and Obed, Elzarbath, whose brothers were great men of war, Elihu and Semachiah. All these were sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brothers, able men and strong for the work, 62 sons of Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, 18 able men, and Hosa, a son of the children of Merari, had sons, Simri the chief, for though he was not the oldest, his father made him chief, Hilkiah the second, Tobaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth. Hosa had 13 sons and brothers. Of these were the divisions of the doorkeepers, men of authority, having responsible positions like their brothers to be servants in the house of the Lord. And the families were taken by the decision of the Lord for every door, the small family had the same chance as the great. And the care of the door on the east came out for Shelemiah. Then the name of Zechariah his son, a man wise in discussion, came out, and the door on the north was given to him. To Obed-Edom, that on the south, and to his sons, the storehouse. To Hosa, the door on the west, by the door of Shalaketh, at the footway which goes up, watch by watch. On the east were 6 Levites a day, and on the north and the south 4 a day, and for the storehouse 2 and 2 for the pillared way, on the west, 4 at the footway and 2 at the pillared way itself. These were the divisions of doorkeepers, of the sons of the Korahites and of the sons of Merari. And the Levites their brothers were responsible for the stores of the house of God and the holy things. The sons of Reuben, sons of the Gershonites of the family of Reuben, heads of families of Reuben the Gershonite, Jehaleel, the sons of Jehaleel, Zetham, and Joel, his brother, had the care of the stores of the house of the Lord. Of the Amramites, of the Izharites, of the Hebronites, of the Uzielites, and Shebuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was controller of the stores. And his brothers, of Elisa, Rehabiah his son, and Jeshaiah his son, and Joram his son, and Zitri his son, and Shelemith his son. Shelemith and his brothers were responsible for all the store of holy things which David the king and the heads of families, the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and the captains of the army, had given to the Lord. From the goods taken in war, they gave, as a holy offering, materials for the building of the house of the Lord. And everything Samuel the prophet and Saul, the son of Kish, and Abner, the son of Ner, and Joab, the son of Zeruiah, had made holy, whatever anyone had given, it was under the care of Shelemith and his brothers. Of the Israelites, Kenaniah and his sons had to do all the public business of Israel, in relation to judges and men in authority. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brothers, 1700 able men, were overseers of Israel on the other side of the Jordan, to the west, being responsible for all the work of the Lord's house and for the work done by the king's servants. Of the Hebronites, Jerijah was the chief of all the Hebronites, in their generations by families. In the 40th year of the rule of David a search was made, and able men were seen among them at Yasser of Gilead. And his brothers were 2,700 able men, heads of families, whom King David made overseers over the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, in everything to do with God, and for the king's business.